The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Friday, June the 15th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. AG Sessions says the Bible backs a Trump administration policy separating children from parents. Also on the Friday rundown, emails suggest political influence in the feds ending a mining health study. And Iowa marks Elder Abuse Awareness Day. Now our top story, Attorney General Jeff Sessions cited the Bible Thursday in his defense of his border policy that is resulting in hundreds of immigrant children being separated from their parents after they enter the U.S. illegally. The Chicago Tribune reports Sessions, speaking in Fort Wayne, Indiana, on immigration, pushed back against criticism he had received over the policy. On Wednesday, a cardinal in the Roman Catholic Church said separating mothers from their babies was immoral. The Tribune adds that White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said Thursday she hadn't seen Sessions' comments, but affirmed that the Bible did back up the administration's actions. Quoting Sanders, "I can say it's very biblical to enforce the law." New evidence suggests political pressure had a role in the U.S. Interior Department canceling a major study on the health impacts of mountaintop removal mining. Dan Hyman has our report.
According to a newly released Inspector General's letter to Congress, the Interior Department had no clear reason for ending the research a year ago. But emails obtained by Jimmy Tobias at the magazine Pacific Standard show a political appointee pushed for the cancellation after meeting with industry lobbyists. At the time the agency cited the cost of the study, Tobias says that's starting to look like an excuse.
At least not yet. There's no smoking gun. But I think the evidence is mounting that this was a political decision and that potentially it was made to benefit the mining industry.
The official has not responded to questions from Tobias and other reporters. The study began after a West Virginia University researcher found higher rates of cancer, birth defects, and other illnesses in people living near the large strip mines.
About $500,000 have been budgeted for the study. New York's attorney general sued President Trump, three of his children, and his namesake foundation on Thursday, alleging persistently illegal conduct at the nonprofit, including support for Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. Reuters reports Barbara Underwood, the attorney general, asked a New York state judge to dissolve the Donald J. Trump Foundation and to impose bans on Trump and his sons, Donald Jr. and Eric, and his daughter Ivanka, from holding leadership roles in New York charities. Airport workers at JFK allege that the same security firm that settled a wage theft lawsuit last year hasn't changed its ways.
The workers claim that Global Security Consulting Group is continuing to violate New York State wage and hour laws by not paying legally required uniform allowances and wage premiums for people who work split shifts and shifts longer than 10 hours. And according to Rob Hill, a vice president with the Service Employees International Union Local 32BJ, the company is a repeat offender.
It appears that after even settling a lawsuit for $700,000 of wages for workers that they didn't pay, they're continuing the same practice of stealing from their workforce.
On Thursday, workers sent a delegation with letters detailing their complaints to the JFK terminal, where Global is the security contractor for most of the airlines. Global Security did not respond to a request for comment. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
A program aimed at getting young people of color interested in food and agriculture is entering its second year. Eric Tigetoff says that's happening with more knowledge on how to reach them.
The Growing Urban Leaders in Food Systems, or GULFS program, is a curriculum in southern Wisconsin that helps kids in middle and high school see their community through the lens of food justice. Devin Hamilton with Michael Fields Agricultural Institute is one of the instructors. He says it's important to recruit people of color because often it is their communities that are most affected by inequities in food systems, including which foods are eaten, how and where they're grown, and how food is wasted.
I think that there are a lot of great examples out there of people of color in the food justice movement who are using food as a way to empower and to engage folks on a whole bunch of different issues.
Hamilton says the goal of the program is to connect food justice to larger ideas like racial justice.
A new survey shows high rates of depression and anxiety among LGBTQ teens nationwide. Ellen Kahn with the Human Rights Campaign says more than 70% of teens surveyed reported feelings of worthlessness or hopelessness, and the majority had experienced verbal threats.
These mental health challenges are directly a result of what's happening to these kids by people around them, being harassed, being treated poorly, being stigmatized, facing discrimination, that has a cumulative effect.
And finally, Roz Brown tells us older adults lose nearly $3 billion a year through financial abuse, and that's one reason Congress made prevention a national security mission by passing the Elder Justice Act back in 2010.
The mission is being honored today with the 13th annual World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. Anthony Carroll with AARP Iowa says the quality of life for an older adult is severely affected when they become a victim of abuse.
It really is putting a spotlight on what is really unconscionable, the fact that abuse of older Iowans or older Americans, whether it be physical or financial, is occurring.
By the way, federal, state, and local officials are now investigating a new form of elder abuse, the theft of medications, including opioids. Have a great weekend. I'm Mike Clifford, and you've been newsin' and cruisin' with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we are online at publicnewsservice.org.